Let's run through quickly the rest of the Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. We mentioned that Manhattan-Canisius game. Manhattan on top 47-35. It's Iona 45 and Niagara 43. That game in the second half. Also second half, St. Peter's 31 and Siena 28. There are just a couple of games in the top 25. Number 6, Villanova, leading Seton Hall by a score of 42-28. And number 12, Creighton, will host DePaul. That game tipping just after 9 o'clock. Monmouth up here 28-27. Back for second half action. We are rolling right along. Let's see if MU can pick up their play a little bit offensively and put this one away.
As Matt said, Hawks lead by one, 28-27. We'd like to thank both Josh Newman and Ken Taylor, MAC Associate Commissioner, for joining us at halftime as Monmouth has the second half's first possession. And it'll be Tyrone O'Garo who drives, now picks up his dribble and throws top of the key for Josh James. James will drive himself. Now throw to O'Garo. He'll drive the lane. Cut off. Nowhere to go. Slides it over to Tillman. 10 on the shot clock. Tillman finds Deion Jones. He gets to start with 3 fouls this half. To James. Nice step through. Misses that one. Loose ball rebound comes out to KJ Rose. Rose will come back the other way. Will hand off over. Long jumper is no good off the side of the iron by Coleman Johnson. James in transition will drive and will have it poked out from behind by Justin Jenkins. Hawk ball leading by one. We've played 45 seconds.
Got to hope that Monmouth can get away from that turnover situation that they had there in that first half. Take care of the basketball a little bit more. And again, maybe look for somebody, whoever it is, tonight to get hot.
O'Garo drives, fouled by Coleman Johnson. That's his third foul as Monmouth leads by one, 19:08 to go in our second half. And Matt, I know we've had poor shooting, we've had young men get run over, we've had mascots come say hi to us. It's been a little bit of everything, but the utmost importance is this. Monmouth needs to win these final 20 minutes to get a much-needed MAC victory tonight.
Well, especially when you consider that they have to go on the road at St. Peter's on Sunday. Short turnaround this week for MU. They did play on Tuesday, which is a little out of the norm. And then they've got to play at Iona on the 14th. So a tough stretch here, certainly for Monmouth. Did anybody happen to see that, by the way, watching back at in West Long Branch?
I don't know. That's a good question. Tyrone O'Garo makes one of two free throws. Fairfield gets the rebound. I guess they can tweet it at us. At Harmon MT. At Eddie 08, shameless plugs. Hawks lead by two, over 1 minute gone by second half. Jenkins to the basket, jump stop, misses that one. Tipped rebound comes out. New shot clock here for Fairfield. This is Barrow to the basket. He'll put one in off the glass to tie this game at 29.
Good interior move that time again. Monmouth has let Fairfield certainly hang around in this game for sure.
Drive and foul as Andrew Nicholas earns a couple of free throws. They call that foul on Fairfield's number 21, Amadou Sidibe, with 18:30 to go.
The only guy in real foul problems for either side is Deion Jones, who's got the three, but several players now with two fouls for Fairfield, Sidibe among them.
As Nicholas makes his first free throw. I know we didn't get a chance to do too many statistics at halftime, but Nicholas led the way for MU with 6 in that first half. He now has 7 after he misses the second free throw. Zach Tillman with an offensive rebound. He'll go to the basket, wave off that shot attempt as he'll be called for an offensive foul as he knocked over Jenkins.
More offensive fouls. Seen now 5 of them for Monmouth during the course of that. And for Tillman, that's also his third personal foul.
So he's got 3. Deion Jones has 3. Hawks will now pressure up. And also worth mentioning, Matt, that an offensive foul also counts as a turnover statistically. So those numbers will increase. Hawks gave it away 13 times in the first half. Gilbert to the basket is fouled by Zach Tillman. And that may be number 4. I'm getting kind of conflicting. I believe the board says he does have 4 now.
Well, that was halftime.
Right. Absolutely. So 4 now on Tillman. He's probably gone for, what, maybe 14 minutes? It's 18-14 left in the game.
He'll be out, I guess, as long as Coach Rice thinks that they can keep him out for.
Marcus Gilbert missed that first free throw, so Brady in, Tillman out. Matt, you know how most games you kind of get a feel for it? Maybe your guards are playing better.
Not
or,
tonight.
Yeah, your bigs are scoring. There's literally no feel to this game as Gilbert goes 0 for 2, and then the rebound goes out of bounds off of Fairfield, so the Hawks get it. Up one, 18-12 left.
You just got to start taking advantage of things. You know, we said that a couple of times during that first half, and I think it is true. You know, Fairfield, for the first part of that first half at least, did not play well in any area, and Monmouth just could not get anything going enough to take advantage of a slow start.
Hawk ball here, 2 minutes gone by in our second half. James will dribble himself to the wing. Throws it right corner. Ogero back to James. 10 on the shot clock. He'll find Nicholas top of the key. Being guarded by Sidibe. Nicholas drives around. Pulls up for two and puts it in to give the Hawks a three-point lead. This is Jenkins who will run the show for Fairfield.
Monmouth comes out here the first few minutes of this second half. In a man-to-man and an offensive foul down inside away from the ball on Fairfield. Josh James down hard on the floor.
Yeah, he was thrown to the ground. We'll see if we could potentially get a replay. He's clutching the left ankle. Looks as though he's going to be able to walk it off. They've actually, athletic trainer Vanessa Christensen took a few steps onto the floor. The official waved her off. So James should be okay. 2.5 minutes gone by, second half. You know, Matt, you just get the feeling like if Monmouth can go on like a 6-0 run.
Can almost put the game away.
I'm just going to say that. I mean, neither team has been cohesive offensively. Hawks lead 32-29. Women's update coming next opportunity. 17-10 to go in our game. Deion Jones, top of the key, finds Nicholas around a screen. Couple of dribbles. Throws it down low to Brady. Brady airballs a layup right into the arms of Barrow. Maurice Barrow finds KJ Rose. Rose over to Gilbert. Gilbert closed out on by Nicholas. Cross court find left wing Jenkins. He'll dribble himself into the left corner. Bounce one to Maurice Barrow. Guarded by Ogero. He'll dribble out of trouble. Now pick up his dribble. Elbow, it's Jenkins. His 15-footer's too strong. James with the long rebound. The freshman with his head up in transition. Floater is no good off back iron. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with MU with 16:31 to go. Matt, Monmouth leading Quinnipiac women's hoops back in the MAC right now. 57-55 midway through the second half in that one. Shavana Paulvoss leads the way for MU with 23 points.
She had a good season so far. She's really been the person who has carried things during the course of the year for Monmouth and the women's basketball department. That would be a big win for MU.
Hawks after the inbound here. Nicholas has it stripped by Rose, but he'll lose it out of bounds trying to corral it. 16:24 to go. 29 on the shot clock. Johnston will check in. He'll take out Jenkins. Matt Johnston, an interesting player, before today has only seen action in 5 games this season. A lot of DMPs on there. He's been an important player for Fairfield in this one. They'll guard Deion Jones. James will bounce to Jones. They switch off. It's Gilbert now. Jones to the basket. Put it in. Hawks lead 34-29.
It was a nice take that time. To the hoop, to the rim. Solid finish.
Rose around a Barrow screen. Left wing it is Johnston. He'll throw to Gilbert. Face up on Nicholas. An air ball jump shot. Offensive rebound. Barrow, he's fouled by Greg Nowak. 15:56 to go in our second half. Greg Nowak's first foul gets us to the timeout with MU leading 34-29. We step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Aramark is an award-winning leader in professional services, and they are proud to be the official dining service provider of Monmouth University. Hawks lead Fairfield 34-29, 15:56 to go in our game. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti here with you from Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Matt, Monmouth up by 5, which the way this game has gone kind of feels like they're up by about 10.
Yeah, I mean, saying that you're up by 5 in this one, you're almost ready to, you know, get back on the bus and say, good, well, maybe not pretty, but we'll take it. Just the offensive flow to this game has been so stagnant for both of these teams during the course of it. You've got to wonder that if at any point anybody's going to get hot, and if it stays like this, then it's likely to just go all the way down to the wire, and you've got to hope that Monmouth can just stay a little bit in front, a little bit ahead, and hold off and win this one.
I know we were just handed our most recent statistics, still not pretty, as MU shooting 34.5%. They've turned it over 14 times, but that's good enough to lead Fairfield by 5. Matt, they're shooting 33%.
Yeah, I mean, neither team good so far. Monmouth with 10 made field goals, Fairfield with 11. 24 total turnovers between the two.
Fairfield will try to break that slump, and they will. Marcus Gilbert fires a three to cut Monmouth's lead in half. It's now 34-32. Well, my math was almost right. It's a little more than in half, as the Hawks just lead now by that deuce, 15-30 to go. Hawks have it, top of the key. Andrew Nicholas will drive on Steve Johnston, picks up his dribble, finds Deion Jones for three. That one front iron right to Rose.
A little quick that time on the trigger for Deion.
Fairfield can tie it with two or take the lead with a three-pointer. Gilbert swings it left wing to Johnston. He'll bounce it down low to Sidibe. Right at Brady. Reverse layup. We're all tied at 34. 15 minutes to go in our second half. Jones the other way. He hit the shot but wave off the attempt. They'll call that foul on Johnston on the floor. Coach Rice wanted the continuation. Monmouth will inbound under their basket. That was
Coach
Fairfield's
Callahan
fourth.
Right now. He's kicking back and angry all at the same time.
He kind of looks like an upset little kid.
The kick back anger move.
He looks kind of smushed over there, doesn't he? Hawks working it. Ooh. Here. Blocking foul is the call on Maurice Barrow. Brady went crashing into him, lost the ball, but they'll call the block on Barrow. It'll be on the floor. See what they're doing now. First of all, that's a bad call against Fairfield as Barrow is set. They'll inbound now. Maybe a bit of a makeup for the no continuation call on Jones.
Tough trade-off, though.
Yeah. James downloaded Deion Jones. Another blocking foul will go against Fairfield. This one on Gilbert, his second foul. 14:44 to go in our game.
And one more foul for Fairfield, and Monmouth will shoot free throws for the remaining part of the half. Six personal fouls in just over 5 minutes. They're stacking them up pretty quick.
Well, Matt, if I've learned one thing watching a lot of hoops, as Nicholas, quick fire for three is no good. Sidibe pulls it down. Those numbers will even up fairly soon. Rose, stop and go, top of the key. Lefty layup, oh, is good, over the outstretched arm of Chris Brady. The Stags now lead 36-34. Gilbert deflects a ball out of bounds. Look out, Cooper. And it's now behind us as the Stags will inbound. 14:21 to go in this one. Fairfield leading by two. My mistake, Monmouth will inbound. Gilbert knocked it away. Tillman, DeLeo both check in.
This two-point lead for Fairfield, their biggest so far of the night. They only led by one. That was early on in the first half.
Yeah, they're on a 7-2 scoring run here to take a two-point lead. James, top of the key, pulls up to tie the game. Too strong. Max DeLeo tracks down the long rebound. Bounces it down low to Tillman. Zach spins baseline side. Air ball off the glass. Loose ball rebound comes down to Amadou Sidibe. Sidibe to Rose. Long find to Gilbert, who throws right corner. This is Maurice Barrow. Drives on DeLeo, but wave it off. It's either an offensive foul or it was out of bounds. They'll call offensive foul on Maurice Barrow.
I got to be honest. I didn't quite see that one. Both players were moving. Unless maybe the shoulder got dipped in a little bit, or there was an extension of the forearm on the back end of the move, of which we didn't really see from our spot.
Hawks trail Fairfield 36-34. Been a weird game, to say the least. 13:40 and counting. Jones has it for Monmouth right wing. Throw right corner for DeLeo. Back to Deion Jones. Uses a James screen. Dribbles himself to the left wing. Into the lane. Picks up his dribble. Out to James. James will attack the basket. throw to DeLeo. They'll throw it down low now to Brady. Brady, or rather Tillman, spins and puts one in off the window to tie the game at 36.
Well, he seems so much more comfortable on that shot than the one that he took on a prior possession just a minute ago when he threw up an air ball and just didn't have his footwork set on that last one.
Backdoor Steve Johnson is fouled going to the basket. Shades of Sidney Johnson's Princeton teams there, Matt, with the backdoor cut as Johnson will go to the line for two in a 36-36 game.
And we just haven't really seen a whole lot as Tillman will foul out of this game. That was his fifth. So with 13-plus minutes left, he is going to have to head to the bench, and it's going to be a heavy dose, you would think, of Chris Brady. We haven't seen Marcelo Hudiger at all tonight, and then you've got to wonder and see whether or not anybody else goes into the rotation. Does Monmouth maybe go small, as it looks like they will right now, and bring O'Gowan to the game? But they will have to play without their starting center for the last 13 minutes of this game.
And Matt, what's your estimate here? Zach Tillman played 14 first-half minutes. Let's say he played four this half. He fouled out in under 20 minutes of game action.
I mean, you could say one of two things. Questionable calls, but I can't really remember anything in terms of his whistles that have been overly like, wow, maybe not a foul. You might have to use him up a little bit smarter.
I think as Johnson misses the first one, the most questionable was the last one. He and Nicholas were right there. It was either going to be Red's third or Zach's out.
Yeah, but isn't that maybe a time that Nicholas has got to do the old throw up the hand and tell the referee that, hey, that was my foul? You don't want to get your third, obviously, but it's certainly better than giving the guy his fifth.
Agreed. Johnson goes one of two, giving Fairfield a one-point lead. Deion Jones to the basket, misses a layup. Bodies went crashing. Fairfield pulled down the rebound. I think the best offensive match strategy in this would be maybe a good running game, because this football-like affair has been ugly.
Punt.
Let your defense play. We just had signing day on Wednesday.
That's true, we did.
Gilbert buries a three in the left wing. Fairfield up 40-36, 12 and a half to go.
That's the one thing we worried about. Would a guy like Gilbert get hot at the wrong time for Monmouth? And you're starting to get to that point of the game almost midway through that if someone does get hot, they might be able to carry it all the way through.
Nicholas slashes to the basket and cuts that Fairfield lead in half. Now 40-38. Red has 11 to lead MU. Stags back the other way. Gilbert, top of the key, throws it right wing to Johnston. They play catch on the perimeter. Rose left wing. Coleman Johnson from the elbow. Little rhythm for Fairfield. Now Coleman Johnson buries the 15-footer. Under 12 to go. Stags leading Monmouth 42-38. James, dribble handoff for DeLeo. Nicholas is open. Finds a cutting Deion Jones. He misses another layup. O'Gara offensive rebound. He missed the putback. Rebound tipped out to Josh James, and he is fouled by Coleman Johnson.
Well, two things. Number one, if you're Fairfield, you're irate that you just gave Monmouth three chances at the rim. And if you're Monmouth, boy, are you lucky that you got three chances at the rim with a couple of easy misses inside. Fairfield 42-38, 11:35 to go. Take a quick 30-second timeout. We're back right after this with more Monmouth basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
7 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the second half. Monmouth, which led at halftime, now trails Fairfield 42-38. Can the Hawks come back and get a much-needed MAC win? We'll find out after this 60-second timeout. And we're back courtside here from Webster Bank Arena on the Shore Sports Network. If you taught me anything, it's you always keep them wanting more. And I'm leaving that in all kinds of suspense, all this off-air talk. On air, Monmouth trails Fairfield, Matt, 42-38.
And what an informative break that was. We just learned two things. Number one, Lucas, the Fairfield Stag mascot, is named after a former longtime vice president, Bill Lucas, who was an influential figure here at Fairfield for a long time. And our compadre on the other side, Bob Huesler, who is the longtime voice of the Fairfield University basketball team, has his own bobblehead day coming up next week.
25
years. One of the best. He is tremendous on the air. Did UConn for a long time. Is on WFAN. Known Bob for the better part, honestly, of about 20 years. He was one of the nicest people I ever dealt with when I did an internship when I was an undergrad at the Fan. Still to this day, I could not say a bad word about him.
Really, I'll echo your sentiment. One of the nicest men in broadcasting I think you can meet. I wonder what they say about us.
I don't know what they say about me. I can tell you what they say about you.
And there it is.
And I can't say it on the air.
Josh James missed the free throw. I'm just going to get right back to it. Hawks trail Fairfield 42-38. Ooh, what a ball fake by K.J. Rose, who puts one in off the window. He got Nicholas off the air. Stags Matt now lead by six.
All of a sudden it's six. That's their biggest lead of the night. It went from one to two to four to now six. And Mama is still very ineffective on the offensive end.
Nicholas from the right corner. Cut off double team. Out to Jones. Jones behind the back at the elbow. High arcer. An airballed layup. Deion Jones doesn't look comfortable tonight at all as Jenkins pulls down that rebound. The other way. Johnston. Blocked by Ogero. It'll trigger the break. Tyrone to James to the basket. He'll lay it in to cut the lead to 44-40.
He doesn't miss those, does he? When you get Josh James out in transition, he will always finish. Scott's a good slashing move to the basket.
Jenkins will make that same move on James. It'll be too strong. Tipped out to Marcus Gilbert. New shot clock for Fairfield with 10-10 to go. Gilbert to the basket. Wave off the shot attempt. He'll go to the line for two after Tyrone Ogero will be called for his first foul with 10 minutes, 11 seconds to go in our second half.
That one of those whistles that with that new circle underneath the basket, Ogero actually had his feet planted, but he was inside that restraining circle, so he gets whistled for the personal foul.
He was out of the circle, Matt, but he was sliding, as they showed the replay here on the really beautiful board they have. You know what it looks like almost? A mini version, a very mini version of what the Cowboys have. The way it's kind of rectangular and it's fat with the way we're looking at it, and then
looks
on the
nice.
Ends it's skinny. Gilbert missed the free throw. Robinson and Brady will check in for MU. Worth mentioning, this is a full-time minor league hockey arena. Harbor Yard, a famous Connecticut arena. It's also freezing in here because we're above ice. First, I think, time all year I've kept the sports coat on. As Gilbert goes one of two, Fairfield now leads 45-40. I know you love the cold weather, though. It's probably hot in here for you.
It's nice. It's like air conditioning under your feet.
I expect you to tear those pants off and have cargos underneath. Robinson, with James on the bench, will now run the show. Again, this is the first game Robinson hasn't started in his college career. We'll hand off to Deion Jones. 1-4 set. Jones has his shot blocked by Gilbert. Right into the arms of Steve Johnston. Johnston finds a cutting Rose to Gilbert. Will step into a two-pointer and bury it in rhythm. Fairfield on top by seven.
Gilbert is starting to get hot, and that is not good news for Monmouth. And on the flip side, Deion Jones tried to get close to the rim and got swallowed up defensively. All of a sudden, Fairfield playing a whole lot better.
Yeah, the Stags look much better offensively. Brady, top of the key, and out of Robinson. He'll throw for DeLeo. Max, top of the key, throws right wing to Justin Robinson. Robinson bounces it right block to Nicholas. Spins, lefty floater too strong. Rebound to Amadou Sidibe, and Monmouth cannot buy a second half basket. And I'm really, Matt, in need of a stop here. Dump down low to Sidibe. Right back out to Rose on the right wing. Rose traveled. They missed the call. I'll think that all day. That was a travel as they now throw to Gilbert on the left wing. 15 on the clock. Gilbert driving kick to Rose, top of the key. He'll dribble himself over to the right wing. 10 on the clock. Rose up and under move on DeLeo from 15. Buries it. Stags up 9. And Sidney Johnson's going to take a timeout when I think Coach Rice probably would have taken one himself, Matt. Monmouth with their largest deficit now down 49-48, 38 to go.
Don't like the feel of this at all. Fairfield getting hot. Gilbert getting hot. That time it was K.J. Rose with the basket. And, you know, at the wrong time, things are starting to go right for Fairfield. Offensively, defensively, they picked up their play. Monmouth really struggling here. Offensively, they've got just 12 points so far at, you know, 11-plus minutes worth of basketball in this second half. Really have not been able to get anything going offensively.
Sidney Johnson took a 60-second timeout, so that'll allow us the time to let you know that we'd like to thank University Subs for their support of Monmouth basketball. USUBS is the official media room food provider of Monmouth men's and women's basketball games. All Hawks students, fans, and employees receive 10% off of their total order by visiting myusubs.com. And we'd also like to remind you that tickets, fans, are still available for MU's remaining games. And stay tuned. This is what they call in the business a teaser. A big announcement coming on Monday regarding an upcoming Monmouth men's basketball game. Again, fans, big announcement coming Monday through GoMUHawks.com and all Monmouth Athletics social media. Big, big announcement for a late February home game. Tickets available right now by calling 732-263-5735 or emailing hawktickets@monmouth.edu.
I know what it is.
Oh, do you?
I think. Do I?
I think you do.
Yeah, I do.
You're in the know.
Every once in a while. Not often.
Well, please, it'll be something put out by Monmouth University and Monmouth Athletics in conjunction with each other. That announcement coming on Monday. It's Friday night out. Friday night now. And of the utmost importance, Matt, is this final 8:38. The Hawks, even when they were up one at halftime, I was talking to Josh Newman at the break, and he said, this game just feels like a Monmouth game. It doesn't feel like they're in danger. Well, now they're down nine. The feeling has changed greatly. And if you're Coach Rice, what do you have to do now to get your offense on track? Your two leading scorers, Deion Jones and Andrew Nicholas, have been just too inconsistent in this game. And they seem like the two that are getting the majority of the shots. So what do you do for offense? Oh, sorry.
Eddie, I got to be honest with you. I'm not really sure at this point. I mean, I hate to say that, because I don't really know where it's going to come from. Jones has been cold. Nicholas has been inconsistent. Justin Robinson, who's on the floor right now, is a little bit hobbled. I mean, it still has to come from your best two guys. And your best two scorers are Jones and Nicholas. These are the games, a game like this, that those guys have to rise up to the challenge and take some of the heat off of the secondary type players.
Nicholas, top of the key. Throws it to Robinson on the wing. DeLeo, catch and drive. Now he has to pull it back out. Try to throw it down low to Brady. Brady has to go way out to save it. Into Robinson. Back to Brady. He'll miss the dunk. Loose ball right to Fairfield's Marcus Gilbert. Gilbert will wait for his teammates to join him. It's been that kind of night offensively, Matt, for MU. Jenkins, Johnston three. An air ball. And that'll go out of bounds. That'll also get us to the media timeout. 7:56 to go. Monmouth trails 49-40. And we'll step out for 60 seconds right here on the Shore Sports Network. Back here courtside at Webster Bank Arena. Fairfield leading Monmouth 49-40. There's 7 minutes, 56 seconds to go here. But obviously we know this is not the only MAC action going on tonight.
Yeah, there's three other games going on tonight, partner. One of which a little bit behind us, about 12 minutes to go in the second half. It is Manhattan leading Canisius by a score of 61-50. That the big matchup kind of the night when you think about it, as Manhattan trying to win that game and get themselves back into top seed potential. Canisius and Iona at 10-2 going into league play tonight. Manhattan and Quinnipiac at 8-4. The Jaspers may get a helping hand from Niagara, who surprisingly enough leads Iona by a score of 76-66 with less than 7 minutes to go in the second half. Also second half action, St. Peter's leading Siena by a score of 50-46. Here is Fairfield 49 and Monmouth 40. MU continuing to struggle offensively on the night. Listen to these second half numbers. Not pretty at all. 5 of 19 from the floor, 26%. Monmouth really struggling overall for the night. They've got just 13 made baskets so far this evening. On the plus side, they'll shoot free throws for the remaining part of the game. They are 12 of 16 from the line.
One more bad news score to get everyone caught up on. Monmouth, which led Quinnipiac in the second half, ended up falling as the Bobcats went on a huge run to take an 83-67 final. Siobhan Paulvoss did have a season-high 23, but MU fell to Quinnipiac. As back here, Deion Jones getting a much-needed basket, and then Monmouth with a big turnover. Josh James missing a layup, but he'll go to the line for two as Matt and the Hawks now trail 49-42, and it looks as though the question I asked you, Coach Rice, answered by saying, we're going to ramp up our defensive pressure.
Well, I think you have to. You just got to do something to change the complexion of the game just a little bit.
I got two for you. Did you see I put that out?
Oh, I did not see that.
So I did that, and then I got that response.
There you go. That's about right. Just an insensitive, salty, as James missed his first free throw. You know what? I'm going to hop on the old Twitter as well, as Maurice Barrow checks back in for Steve Johnston. You know, some people are just mad, and they're just upset, and you're not going to change that. We keep our positivity moving forward. James goes 0 for 2, but Tyrone O'Garo rebounds the second miss to Nicholas. Floater, good over Barrow. Hawks cut that lead to 49-44. Pressuring full here. Gilbert, double teamed in the backcourt. Long pass is caught by Barrow, and he'll cross the timeline with 28 on the shot clock. MU pressuring and going man all over the place. Rose knocks over DeLeo, and Max DeLeo, one of his specialties, drawing an offensive foul with 7:04 to go, and Monmouth Matt with a little bit of momentum now, trailing by 5.
Gotta like that defensive prowess that time by DeLeo. He has a knack, certainly, for being able to do that, draw the charge, certainly much needed for Monmouth to get the ball back, trailing by 5, about 7 minutes to go here. And MU still within range of this one, just hoping that anybody, doesn't matter at this point, they'll take it from anyone, can get hot.
James bouncing one left wing to Deion Jones. Out to Nicholas, long two, way short. Rebound to Johnston. Johnston kind of went over and back. He didn't kind of, he did go over and back. With 6:44 to go, no call. Coach Rice is mad as I sound right now, as Jenkins will drive. His short floater is missed. Max DeLeo pulls down the rebound. Wants the outlet out. 6:30 to go. Out to Jones. Deion. Cross-court find. Nicholas triple. Bang! Bottom of the net. Hawks now down 49-47.
That's what you need. Andrew Nicholas, who can get hot in a hurry. He may have struggled for the better part of the night, but he can find the stroke and get hot real quick. Great block by DeLeo.
And then Gilbert comes down with it. He'll drive and miss. Loose ball rebound. O'Garo goes high for it, and he cannot stay in bounds. Tried to tiptoe it, but he'll give it back to Fairfield with 6:09 to go. And at least now our action's starting to pick up a little bit.
Well, I think there's a sense of urgency, certainly for Monmouth. You know, when you're down by 9 coming out of a timeout, which they were at the 8:40 mark, all of a sudden you look up and say, hey, we're supposed to win this game, or we came up here with intentions of winning this game. We got to break out of a 3-game slide. We better pick it up. And at least I would agree, the intensity of this game for Monmouth has gotten going a little bit.
7-0 MU run has cut Fairfield's lead to 2. Stags working it here with under 6 to go, and Sidney Johnson will take a timeout. 5 minutes, 53 seconds left. This was seemingly a minute ago, 49-40 Fairfield. Now it's 49-47. And maybe even Coach Johnson waited a possession or two too late, because we know points are at a premium, Matt. I guess you could say first to 60 might win this one. As now Fairfield will go to the huddle, MU will as well, with 19 seconds to go on the shot clock.
Well, almost first to 60, won it last time around when they played. Monmouth took that one 63-60, so that seems to be where these teams are kind of headed. I think certainly somebody will get to 60 in the next 6 minutes when you factor in certainly the foul situation. Fairfield already with 10, Monmouth a couple away from sending the Stags to the free throw line for what will be some one-and-one type situation. So I think we'll certainly get to 60, but it has been a struggle a lot here tonight. And one of the things that's concerning is that I don't think it's been because there's been such great defense played. It's just been really poor offense more so than anything else.
Fairfield will inbound. They have to throw it all the way into the backcourt, where Sidibe will catch and hand to KJ Rose. 13 on the shot clock. Rose picks up his dribble, guarded by DeLeo, and it's stolen away by O'Garo. Loose ball here. Jones into the front court, to the basket. We're tied at 49. A 9-0 Monmouth scoring run with 5:30 to go in the second half. Hawks continue to pressure here. Fairfield breaks it. Gilbert drives, picks up his dribble, and he is fouled. 5:25 to go in our second half, and they'll call that foul on MU's Tyrone O'Garo, his second. But a 9-0 scoring run, Matt, and Monmouth has come storming back to tie Fairfield up. That foul is the Hawks' sixth, So their next foul, and the Stags are shooting 1-1.
You like what Monmouth has done. The intensity is picked up, starting to get a little bit better on the offensive end.
Gilbert misses a left-handed layup, and then Amadou Sidibe goes over the back of Deion Jones. His third foul will give it back to the Hawks, and it will be two free throws now for Deion Jones.
Now, loose ball foul that time. Bad decision by Sidibe. You like the aggressiveness trying to get the offensive rebound, but way, way over the top in that particular case.
I'm still taking over that. He's a, you know, one of my favorite movies, Matt. As Jones gives Monmouth a one-point lead, now a 10-0 run. One of my favorite movies is It's a Wonderful Life. And they called Mr. Potter a warped, frustrated old man. And then he called Jimmy Stewart a warped, frustrated young man. So use that for what you may. I challenge anyone to get through that movie start to finish without crying.
Oh, I can't do it. I cry every time at the end. Cry in the same spot almost every time.
Deion Jones missed his second free throw, but Fairfield's Marcus Gilbert is called for a lane violation. So now Deion shooting to make this Monmouth run 11-0, 5:20 to go.
You got to be able to take advantage, especially when you get this one handed back to you like this.
Jones's second free throw is also short. Gilbert, the player who committed the violation, pulls down the rebound. But Monmouth on a 10-0 run leads Fairfield now 50-49. 5:10 and counting to go in our second half. Gilbert to Johnson. They swing it left wing to Barrow. Barrow pulls for two. That one way short. Loose ball rebound to James. James will catch it on the dead run. In the open floor. The reverse layup is good. And the foul. A finger roll from the freshman in the open floor. He is so good going to the rim.
That was a great take again by Josh James, recognizing the defender not anywhere close to being able to make a play, seeing that he had a lane, and that time it was Steve Johnson who got stuck almost in no man's land, tried to draw the charge, but it leaned in, was a little bit off balance. Good call that time by the referee.
James missing the free throw short. Hawks lead 52-49, but they are on a 12-0 run. James in his first collegiate start, right at his average, 8 points. Done a good job running the offense, having to battle through some tough shooting for this team. DeLeo guards KJ Rose. Rose gets away from DeLeo and is fouled going to the basket. If it's on James, it'll be his second, and it is with 4 minutes, 36 seconds to go.
Definitely going to be on James. King Rice starting to angle the referees a little bit more in between these whistles. Just hoping that he can get maybe an extra call here or there. All coaches do it. Sometimes it works.
Rose makes his first free throw as Justin Robinson will check in. He'll take out Andrew Nicholas, so we'll see Robinson and James together. Rose is second. Made that one as well. So he stops the Monmouth run, but the Hawks lead 52-51. Your Twitter background, by the way, is great.
Thanks.
The Monmouth Stadium. I love it.
You like the profile picture?
I didn't really notice that one. James getting his signals from Coach Rice.
I'm all MU lately.
Wow, that's a great one. You're on board. James around Johnson has his shot pinned by Sidibe. It starts a fast break the other way. Rose makes it. Fairfield up by one. He's got four in a row. They give the Stags a 53-52 lead.
Pretty move that time by Rose. Great block by Sidibe, who really climbed the ladder.
Got a ball game here in the final four. Robinson will hand off to Deion Jones. Jones guarded by Barrow. Crosses over right to left. Floater, a lot of contact, no good. Ogero had the offensive rebound. Loose ball, it comes out to Deion Jones. New shot clock. Max DeLeo thought it three, and now at 3.5 to go, the Hawks will run an offensive set, trailing by one. Jones drives. DeLeo closed out by Gilbert. Left wing, it's Justin Robinson, 20 on the shot clock. He'll run some offense here. Robinson on the wing, into the corner to Josh James. James drives to O'Garrow. He'll lay it in to put Monmouth back up by one.
Nice slice to the rim that time by O'Garrow, who's got the ups, and he needed him that time to go up over the top of the Fairfield defense.
Two teams going back and forth, under 3 minutes to go. This game is of the utmost importance for MU. Steve Johnston, right corner for Fairfield, picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go with it. Will finally bounce it to Sidibe. Finds it cutting Barrow at the foul line, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Fairfield ball when we come back from our final media timeout. 2:43 to go. Hawks lead Fairfield 54-53. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth and Fairfield have gone back and forth all evening in this game from Webster Bank Arena and formerly Harbor Yard, as right now the Hawks lead the Stags 54-53. 2 minutes, 43 seconds to go. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti have the call for you with Ray Malaspina back in the studios. And Matt, Monmouth looked dead in the water, down 49-40. Big scoring run has got them back in this game. It was keying defense to offense. They were able to get some transition hoops. Now they've fought back to this point. It's kind of clear from here on out. You got to hang on and win a game.
You have to. You know, you got to be able to steal one of these. And when I say steal, I don't mean it as if Monmouth's coming in as some sort of big underdog in this game. But you've got to get yourself another one of these road wins because they are so important. The only time that Monmouth has won on the road in the MAC game so far this year was at Niagara in the beginning part of that Buffalo trip, 85-74. And it is difficult to win on the road in a very competitive, balanced league. You know, talked about that with Ken Taylor at halftime, just how tight this league is. A couple games here, a couple games there, just like Monmouth. 3-4 games ago, we were talking about maybe they could get a 5 or a 6 seed. Now you got to get yourself out of a 3-game losing streak so you avoid going into ninth.
Fairfield with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Gilbert drives. Johnston from 30. Barely grazed off the rim, but it goes out of bounds. Back to Monmouth. Good defensive possession for the Hawks. Gives them the ball back, leading by one.
Yeah, a balance that time of good defense and poor execution from Fairfield. They got the ball in the hands of Gilbert. He's got to know that he's got to elevate and take some kind of a shot.
Jones controls for MU. Top of the key throws for DeLeo. Now O'Garrow on the right wing. Right corner, it's Josh James, 18 on the shot clock, 2:12 to go. Nearing crunch time here. Andrew Nicholas throws to O'Garrow. He'll hand back to Nicholas. He'll lose it off his foot right to Barrow, but they'll say that Nicholas was out of bounds when he was touching the ball. So Fairfield will get it back. Good defense from Barrow, 2:06 to go.
Everything going to stay within a possession here, you would think, down the stretch. It just doesn't seem like these teams are going to separate at all.
Just shows you that there's no easy place to play in the MAC. Fairfield breaks the MU pressure. They try to attack. Hawks recover. Under two to go. Monmouth up one. Fairfield controls. 20 on the shot clock. Barrow has it top of the key with Nicholas on it. Barrow drives on Nicholas. Good defense from Red. Barrow shot up and good to put Fairfield up by one. 93 seconds to go. It's 55-54 Fairfield. Max DeLeo, top of the key, throws to James. Josh James thought about a drive. Now we'll dribble it out, and Coach Rice will take a timeout. 1:23 to go. Fairfield on top, 55-54. And Coach Rice takes a 60-second timeout. Matt, Monmouth down one. We've seen them have success with Josh James going to the basket. What will they do here?
I mean, I think it's going to be James's decision whether or not he can penetrate and kick. Lucas hanging out with us here courtside, the Fairfield mascot who has popped up at an opportune time with his team up by one. But I don't really know. You know, you like to see you have a go-to at some point tonight, but you don't. You know, it's almost as if, to me, you hope that he's not worn out a little bit. But for the next minute 23, Josh James can muster up some energy, and he be the guy. You know, get to the rim. If you get cut off, distribute, because if you get closed down coming through the lane, someone's going to be open on the outside. You just hope whoever that is going to make a shot. Interested to see whatever the lineup is Coach Rice throws out. But certainly, James has played well. You know, 8 points, maybe not standing out, but he's played a heck of a lot of minutes here tonight and really been asked to do a little bit more than he normally is.
Played 32 minutes in this game, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and this is his first collegiate start. 1:23 to go.
Played 35 against Ryder a couple games back in that Monmouth loss. That's his high for the season. 30 against Manhattan all the way back in December. Those are the only two times this year that he's gone 30 and over. Tonight will certainly be the third of the year.
Nicholas inbounds. James, Jones, O'Garo, and DeLeo, the MU5. James, dribble handoff top of the key to Jones. Weave action to DeLeo. DeLeo attacks. Has to kick it out to Nicholas. Red loses his footing. Shuffle to O'Garo. 7 on the shot clock. Tyrone has it. Has to get rid of it. Hands off to Deion Jones. Gets his man in the air. Has a 3-point attempt blocked. And it'll be a shot clock violation. Coach Rice is screaming for a foul on Deion Jones' 3-point attempt. And he will do that to no avail.
See if they pop the replay up. I mean, that's as animated, I think, as we have seen Coach Rice maybe all season. I know he tossed the jacket a couple of games back, but boy, he was halfway up in the air and screaming for the call. Not going to pop the replay up, at least right now they're not.
Under a minute to go. Fairfield breaks the MU pressure. Sidibe missed a wide open layup, and then he knocks the ball out of bounds. 49.7 to go. Sidibe not could have clinched the game, but could have made this a lot more difficult, Matt, for MU. Had a wide open layup, and he missed it. I do think the officials will go to the monitor now. They'll determine if Sidibe or, I believe, O'Garo knocked the ball out of bounds. Huge call coming up here at Webster Bank Arena.
Sidibe's going to have nightmares about that last shot. I mean, he was wide open underneath the rim. Nobody from Monmouth really close to that at all. And I don't know if he was just worried about somebody from MU coming back into the play. But boy, did he miss an opportunity. Fairfield could have been up by 3, 57-54. That certainly changes the complexion. Down 3 as opposed to down 1. Still a mountain of time left in this game. 49.7 seconds. That could take pretty much an eternity in a college basketball game. A lot yet to be played out in this one.
Pretty much what happened is Fairfield broke MU's pressure, and Amadou Sidibe had a wide open layup that would have given Fairfield a 3-point lead. As it stands now, the Stags lead Monmouth 55-54. There's 49.7 seconds to go. The alternate possession arrow in favor of Fairfield. The Stags have 10 team fouls. If MU's fouled, they're shooting twice. Monmouth has 17 fouls. If they foul Fairfield, it's 1-1 for the Stags. We're not getting the in-house replay on the board. The officials are over at the monitor. And again, this game broadcast on ESPN3, but all arenas in the MAC have in-house monitors. They'll now confer and decide possession. I've got to think if this
Monmouth
isn't...
ball.
Okay, because if it's not MU ball, I think we were going to get a chance to see if Coach Rice could do a tumble handspring into a roundoff. He would have just gone ballistic.
The one referee walked out and said, "You're a ball."
He's got kind of a swag walk to him, too. He coolly pointed Monmouth ball. We'll see if MU can get something here. 49.7 seconds. Fairfield 55, Monmouth 54. It'll be James to control. He'll cross the timeline. 14 seconds separate the game and shot clock. James to the basket. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound to KJ Rose. Quick shot for MU. They throw to Barrow, and he is fouled from behind by Max DeLeo. 36.1 to go, and Barrow will go to the line for 1-1.
Tough missed opportunity that time for Monmouth. And again, Fairfield with an opportunity to go up here by a full possession, meaning they could go up by 3. Good free throw shooter to the line here. Barrow, 74% on the season.
He's got 9 points tonight. Stags lead by 1. Barrow made the first one. Stags now up by 2. 36.1 seconds to go. Here comes the second one. He made them both. 3-point Fairfield lead. Monmouth trying to avoid a 4-game losing streak. James, dribble handoff to Jones. Deion Jones triple team. Spins at the foul line. Has to hand to DeLeo. Max, step back, triple. No good, side iron. Rebound snatched down by Coleman Johnson. And he's forced to be fouled by Deion Jones with 20 seconds to go.
Tough possession. All of a sudden, Fairfield really ratcheted up the defense that time around. Nothing was easy for Monmouth, and DeLeo had to force one. Step back from close to 25 feet away. Front rim a little bit short. So here we go again for this Monmouth team.
The foul shot by Johnson is missed. Deion Jones pulls it down, and Coach Rice takes a timeout. 17.4 seconds to go. Hawks down 57-54, and Coach Rice takes a 30-second timeout.
Just one of these games, it seems like, that nobody in a way wants to win. I know both teams want to win. When I say that, no one's been able to put it away. Monmouth has had some opportunities to put some distance. Fairfield has been in control here for the better part of the second part of the second half. And the Stags, with an opportunity there from the free throw line, you send a 74% free throw shooter to the line, and he can't get the front end of the one and one to at least make it a two-possession game.
Hawks trail 57-54. 17 seconds to go. Monmouth trying to avoid a four-game losing streak. Matt Fairfield trying to snap a five-game winless streak.
We said this at the end of the Iona game. The only time Monmouth has lost four in a row was all the way the beginning part of the season. Penn, Seton Hall, St. John's, and Penn State, maybe all understandable. You would hate to have Monmouth here let this one slip away.
We'll see what MU has here. O'Garo, James, Jones, DeLeo, and Nicholas, the five Hawks. Inbound to James, 15 seconds to go. Over to Jones. Jones drives baseline, picks up his dribble. Nicholas, three for the tie, way off to the left. Rebound tracked down by DeLeo. Gets a man in the air, and he's fouled. Max DeLeo fouled, shooting a three-pointer with 4.5 seconds to go. Matt, this is huge, and his hustle kept the play alive.
DeLeo made that play, not only tracking the loose ball down, but also realizing that he wasn't going to have a great shot, but with just the slightest of ball fakes, he was able to get his man in the air, and he went and found that contact. He wiggled his way into the defender to make sure that he got the whistle.
DeLeo makes the first one. You get no bigger pressure spot than three free throws, down three with 4 seconds to go. Made the first. Here comes the second. He made that one too. And Sidney Johnson will take a timeout. Oh man, this one has had some drama down the stretch. The first time these two teams played, it was a three-point Monmouth win, 63-60. If you remember in that one, it was a big defensive stop late by Tyrone O'Garo that propelled MU to win. Now, Matt, the Hawks trying to force overtime if Max DeLeo can make this free throw.
Yeah, DeLeo's got to make the free throw, and then you got to make sure you get back quickly defensively. The timeout situation, Monmouth still has three left. Fairfield has one. So MU, if DeLeo made it, they could take a timeout to make sure that they have everything set up the way they want defensively. Fairfield can still use one more. I'm not sure that they have enough time, Fairfield, to maybe advance the ball to half court and then take a timeout. I think you basically slice your time in half. I think you'd be better off putting the ball in play quickly and trying to get up court. But Monmouth here, if DeLeo can make this free throw, got to make sure that you lock down, don't lose anybody defensively.
Fairfield does have one timeout left. Max DeLeo, one more free throw after being fouled hitting a three. DeLeo misses the other free throw. Rebound to Sidibe. 3.4 to go, and Amadou Sidibe will have two free throws with Fairfield leading by one. Oh, it's a tough one. Max had hit two. Sidney Johnson called timeout, iced him, and it worked. The foul was Deion Jones's fifth. Jones, the player that fouled Sidibe. He is gone.
75% free throw shooter on the season. Boy, you hate to give credit there to Sidney Johnson, but it turns out to be a great timeout. The timeout that maybe saves Fairfield the basketball game. Because it looked like DeLeo, at least the first two, was in such a rhythm, just looked comfortable, didn't seem to be shaken at all by what was going on. And then all of a sudden, you come back off the timeout and you can't find the stroke again. Not that it was a bad shot. It was there. Just couldn't get it to fall.
Still time, though. 3.4 to go. Sidibe has two.
Worst case scenario, you think if Sidibe makes both, Mamba's still only down by three. And with 3.4 left, they've got time for a last-second three to tie.
Justin Robinson has checked in for Deion Jones. He's hit a miracle three this season to force overtime. That one was against Ryder back on the 26th. Sidibe has one more here. Fairfield up by two.
Let's see if Sidney Johnson off this, he might look to foul someone to take that three-point shot away.
Well, Sidibe made the second. Coach Rice is going to call timeout. Now, here's what you have. Fairfield up 59-56. There's 3 seconds left. Fairfield can foul. And then Monmouth will have a really tough time tying this one up. Coach Rice will now draw up a play to potentially try and avoid that.
Let's go back a couple of games. Monmouth in a somewhat similar situation against Marist. When MU tried a baseball-type pass from the baseline down to about the three-point line, the opposite end, the play didn't work. Marist was able to snuff it out. What you hope here for Monmouth is that he can get some sort of clean pass off the inbound to get somebody open for a shot to maybe take that foul away, I guess, unless Fairfield fouls even before the ball is put in play.
That's the strategy that these coaches go over, and this is why they make the big bucks. It's end-of-game situations. 3.4 to go. Now, instead of the Mara situation where four players were at the Monmouth basket, Nicholas, as the Hawks will have to go the length of the floor, will inbound three guys, DeLeo, Robinson, and James, are right in front of him. They're deciding who to foul. Nicholas will inbound. He'll run the baseline. He'll try to get himself a clean look. Inbound to James. They inbound to Josh James,
who then
screamed for a timeout before he was pushed out of bounds. Is he awarded the timeout will be the question. There's 2.8 to go. Matt, judging from the conversation and the way the players are walking, I don't know if Monmouth will get awarded the timeout. James, you heard him in our crowd mic, caught it in front of us, screamed timeout, but then he took a step out of bounds. The officials will now confer and decide the fate of the game.
Well, I can't quite understand why. I mean, it looked like he cleanly caught the ball, and you can call a timeout unless he was out of bounds.
Matt, they're
Let's
going
Let's
to...
Let's take a peek. We'll get it on the big board right now.
So Nicholas with a baseball pass. James caught it, had a left foot in, and then went to call a timeout. If you rule that he's inbounds with the left foot, you allow the timeout. So they do that, and Monmouth will have the ball. Right? I can't get an explanation here.
Looks like white ball.
Wow,
like Fairfield ball.
They're going to give it to Fairfield. They're going to give the ball to Fairfield with 2.8 to go. Monmouth will not get the timeout. I thought his left foot was inbounds. Barrow to get it in.
Got out for a steal.
And they try to get the steal. DeLeo dives at Johnson for the foul. He gets up slow. Fans take umbrage with the foul with 1.8 to go. DeLeo almost got a deflection, and then Matt, he hit the ground, got up, and just threw himself at Johnston, who will have two free throws with 1.8 to go.
Well, and Sidney Johnson making the argument that should be an intentional foul. It's going to be two shots anyway because it's plus 10, but Sidney Johnson wants the ball as well.
I mean, every foul under a minute to go is intentional, right?
Yeah, but agree.
Johnson makes the first. I know his point that
There's intentional and then there's blatant.
Right.
And I think he probably arguing for the blatant.
Well, Johnston made the first one, in effect ending the game. And he misses the second. So Monmouth down four. And there's your final horn. The Hawks fall to Fairfield, 60-56. They've now dropped four in a row to fall to 10-14 overall and 4-9 in MAC play. Coach Rice and Coach Johnson have a word at midcourt. Fairfield will improve to 5-19. They win their second MAC game to now go to 2-11 in the league. And unfortunately for MU, Matt, Monmouth going the other way in the league standings, where we were thinking, as you said, 5 seed, 6 seed. Now they're kind of going more towards that 7, 8, 9, 10 area as they drop their fourth in a row.
Yeah, this is a tough loss. You know, I mean, this is one that if you think about it, Monmouth had to try and figure out a way to get a win and get the season kind of turned back around. And as we said the other night against Iona, the road not going to get any easier because you've still got two games left on this three-game road trip.
Hawks fall to the Stags, 60-56. Take our first time out on our pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at final game statistics, and we'll hopefully be joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, after a very tough road loss at Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut, to Fairfield. Monmouth falls 60-56. 2-minute break right here on the Shore Sports Network. Back here at Webster Bank Arena, joined by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, just minutes after his team's tough loss on the road at Fairfield, 60-56. Coach, we appreciate a few minutes of your time here post-game. Tough road loss. Your team was down 9. You battled back to take the lead. Tough loss late. Your thoughts and impressions on the game?
Well, just give Fairfield a lot of credit. Give my kids a lot of credit for continuing to fight. And it's hard to win on the road. Very, very hard to win on the road. And just got it. They made more plays than we made at the end.
Coach, obviously the theme of staying on the road here will continue with two more games in this swing with St. Peter's on Sunday. Quick turnaround. You know, not often has the season kind of played itself out where you've got to play three games in 6 days.
Well, that's the scheduling of this league. You know, I don't complain about that. I haven't complained to Ken about 5-on-6 in February on the road, or I haven't complained to Ken, who makes the schedule, about 8 out of 11 on the road. I haven't said one thing, but we're in the league now, so we'll be able to talk about some things.
Coach, talk about the play. You had to start one freshman guard for the first time in Josh James, who came in, we thought did a very good job running the offense and got a few of his own baskets late in the game. Talk about Josh, what you saw from him in his first collegiate start.
Well, Josh has been playing extremely well for us. I thought he got to the rim well, even late in that game. You know, a lot of bumping, a lot of grinding. Thought he got to the rim, did a good job, got it up on the glass, and just didn't fall for us.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a few minutes of your time post-game. Good luck next time out Sunday against St. Peter's. We appreciate it as always.
All right, guys. Thank you. Shout out to my family, Summer, Alexander, and Julian. One of these days, guys, we're going to get it back right.
Coach, we appreciate it. Have a safe trip home.
All right. Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, joining us on our post-game show presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill, your official Hawks post-game headquarters with nightly drink specials, entertainment, and some of the best food and wings in the area. Again, our post-game show is presented by the Boathouse Bar and Grill. As we'll take a look at our final game statistics presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Make sure to visit the Jersey Mike's location at the corner of Route 71 and 36 in Carriage Square. The Hawks were led by Andrew Nicholas' 16 points in 34 minutes of action. 10 points, 5 rebounds for Deion Jones, 8 points for Josh James, 11 rebounds for Tyrone Ogero, but Monmouth shoots just 34% from the floor for the game. They turn it over 17 times in this one, ultimately dropping a closely contested Matt game to Fairfield, Matt, 60-56.
I mean, when you think about it, Eddie, it's hard really on either side for both of these teams. You make 19 made baskets on one side, 21 on the other for Fairfield. You know, that's just a little bit of difference in this game. But overall, both teams sloppy. 17 turnovers to 6 assists for Monmouth. 14 turnovers to 5 assists for Fairfield. Not a pretty game by either side. We said someone would get to 60, and it might be first team to 60 to win it. And that's exactly what it turned out to be.
I don't like being right sometimes, though, and this was one of those instances as Fairfield puts three players in double figures, 15 apiece for Marcus Gilbert and K.J. Rose, 11 for Maurice Barrow, 10 boards for Amadou Sidibe. Fairfield outscores MU in the second half, 33-28, ultimately getting this win. Positive for MU, they do score 15 transition points, but Fairfield made enough plays down the stretch for their second MAC win.
I think the one of the things in this game that at least is a theme for me is that in the first half, You go all the way back to the first half when Fairfield was really struggling in this basketball game on both ends. Monmouth had a chance to put some separation, develop a tone that maybe could carry you all the way through in this game, and unfortunately it just did not get done and carry itself all the way through. Really tough, difficult loss for Monmouth.
Matt, we'll take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard now as we look to wrap things up here courtside at Webster Bank.
Yeah, the three other games in the MAC. Manhattan knocked off Canisius by a score of 84-73. Iona comes back to beat Niagara 90-89, so it is now the Gales who sit alone atop the league standings right now at 11-2 overall, and St. Peter is the next opponent for Monmouth. Pretty convincing win at home over Siena, 66-53. In terms of the top 25, we mentioned there was a two games on the schedule tonight. Villanova beat Seton Hall at home 70-53, and right now underway it is number 12 Creighton with a 15-13 lead on DePaul.
And we'll take now our final segment here on our Boathouse Bar and Grill post-game show as Matt will take a look at our upcoming game presented by Coach USA, driven with pride. As we mentioned with Coach Rice, it is Sunday afternoon, a little Sunday affair in Jersey City as Monmouth will visit St. Peter's and the Yannatelli Center at 2 p.m. Much like this one, St. Peter's not playing great basketball, but as we've seen in this league, it's so hard to win on the road. These teams, beside record, are so good and balanced. Will not be easy. Big one coming up Sunday against the Peacocks.
And identical MAC records as well. Both teams at 4-9. And when you think about it, the way that things could play out, this could be a sign of things to come. Monmouth has to play St. Peter's on Sunday. They will play the Peacocks again on the 22nd of February. Right now, and we can start to say this, right now if the league tournament started, those two teams would play one another as they are both 4-9 of the league. So it might be a sign of things to come. What you're hoping for if you're Monmouth, when you think about things overall in terms of the league standings, 4-9, 4-9, they are now a full two games back of Siena and Marist. You know, so then it's going to be, are you going to be 8, are you going to be 9? What you do, I think, want to do if you're Monmouth is stay out of that 10 or 11 potential position. Even if you can win that first round game and then moving forward, it gives you a better opportunity to maybe win or be in a second round game. Obviously, the better position that you could be in.
Hawks will be looking to snap a four-game losing streak Sunday afternoon as myself and Gary Kowal will have the broadcast for you live from Jersey City on the air on the Shore Sports Network at 1:45. Matt, final impressions in this one as we say goodnight.
Tough loss, you know, one that I think probably most of us had earmarked for a Monmouth victory. Unfortunately, things don't always go according to plan. And hey, what, you know what? Coach said it. Give credit to Fairfield. I mean, they played well enough to win this game. And for them, you know, we said it's an important win for them to just try and salvage any part of the season that they can. Their second league win of the year. And unfortunately for Monmouth, they still have two games left in what is a difficult three-game road trip.
I think the biggest thing we can take out of tonight's game is that our guy Cooper is okay.
Yeah, he's okay. He got a smile on his face. Got his cousin, my nephew, Jack, both guys coming up here to want to watch the game here tonight. One thing I will say, during the end of the game, they were yelling as loud as any person in here, hoping and praying for a Monmouth win, but tonight just not to be.
Well, we appreciate the support and partner. As always, great job tonight. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, you too, buddy.
For my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, and Ray Malaspina back in the studios, I am Eddie Acapinti saying goodnight from Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport, Connecticut. We're live on the air Sunday at 1:45. You can hear Monmouth and St. Peter's right here on your exclusive home for Monmouth Hoops all season long, the Shore Sports Network. Good night, everyone.